All right. Good morning. That was like really lively. I know it's weird to say good morning back, but you guys look very... Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Good morning. Ah. Who turned the heat up? It's crazy. Is today supposed to be the hottest day and then we're going to cool off a little? I don't know, but at least my house, it's a little warm. So if I haven't met you, my name is Dove, and I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm also a teacher, so any other high school students or younger, it's our last day of freedom, so enjoy. Those of you in college, get a little more time, but so... back to the grind. I wanted to share this morning, so we had Faith Camp, and I was like, I want to do two different seminars there, because they needed seminars, and then my daughter Wiser was like, Dad, don't take on too much, relax. And so this morning I was just going to share kind of what I wanted to share in that seminar. The only difference is, at Faith Camp, you get to pick between all these seminars, and you're kind of stuck. You don't get a pick this morning, so you're all coming to this seminar. And I hope it's a blessing to you. It's, I don't know, today's going to be a little different than normal. So if this is like your first time here and you're like, man, that was kind of weird, then just know that everybody else who comes here every week was also like, that was a little weird. So don't let it like flavor whether you think you should come back or not. But... with that said, I want to talk about remaining strong in the heat of life. And I don't know about you, but in my life, I can see that I've grown in strength. When I was younger, there was things that would completely overwhelm me. It's like the world is coming to an end. And as I've gotten older, it's like the world did not come to an end. The world did not come to an end again. Okay, there's a little more strength in me, a greater trust, a greater understanding. Over the years, it's been amazing to see more and more how trustworthy God is. And I have put my confidence more and more in God, which is good because I've kind of gotten weaker and more limited as I've gotten older. But God is strong, and so... but there's still times in my life, and I don't know, is there like an echo on this, or is that just on my end? Is that better? There's still times in my life, I don't know how you are, there's times in my life where I still get overwhelmed. And so there will be like one difficult thing that comes my way, and I can kind of handle it, and I'm, you know, just keep going, no problem. And then another thing comes, like, okay... and then something else maybe comes, and I'm supposed to make a phone call I don't want to make, and so I ignore it and clean my desk, because that all of a sudden really needs done. I find something to distract myself from what is starting to overwhelm me. And then there's sometimes in my life when just the things of my life become so overwhelming, sometimes I physically feel it as like a headache. And I'll just be completely just sapped. And so there I am. Sometimes I just have to curl up in bed. Just like, nothing personal, family. I gotta sleep this off. And sometimes life is just overwhelming. And I've learned that our natural state should be joy. That's the natural state that we were intended to be at. And it's cool to see little kids, that's pretty natural for them. And then we can kind of get chipped away, and then overwhelm is this crazy state, very far from joy. And often for me in overwhelm, I disconnect from people. I can't handle being around them. I get kind of irritable. Sometimes I shut down. But I want to talk about how do we build the strength in us so that we can stay at joy. Because life is challenging. Just like the heat has been relentless this summer, the challenges of life are relentless sometimes. They really are relentless. I love this verse in Jeremiah 17. It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." What an amazing thing. Thank you, Steve. What an amazing thing to, and even if you just, I went for a walk this morning. I was walking around looking at the trees. It's like they haven't had any water in a long time, and it's been hot. And if I'm outside for even an hour, I feel like I'm shriveling up. And they have gone down, their roots have gone down deep, deep. And they are able to not only stay green, but also produce fruit in the heat. And that's the call I feel. How do our roots go so deep into God that when life is overwhelming, out of control, ridiculous, we're still green. We're still flourishing. We're still producing fruit. Because if our roots are shallow, if they don't go down deep into God, then we will shrivel up. Like, we just can't take the heat. And so, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is my hope, my confidence. I like that phrase that says, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's like, I know I can trust in God, and I know some crazy things are going to happen. Our lives are going to be hard, and it's okay, because God is with us in those. So I want to go through, I was on an online conference a while ago, and I really just appreciated this person, Marcus Warner, was talking about the ABCs of resilience. So I'm going to share with you guys this morning the ABCs of resilience. And then after that, hopefully I can go kind of fast through this. I want to do an exercise together, which is kind of going to be out of the box. It might challenge you a little bit, but it's something that's really blessed my life and helped me connect with God. And so let's do this. Let's pray first. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for the incredible strength you have, that you are never overwhelmed by me, never need to push me away, never need space, you're never freaked out. Thank you for the bedrock of strength you are, our refuge, our foundation. You are all that I need. God, I ask that each one of us would be able to grow deep roots into you, that you would strengthen that connection we have with you in a deep way, that we would know you, that we would know your voice, that we would feel your joy, that we would share in your power and your capacity. We need you, God. Thank you for being trustworthy and good. We come before you today. Grow us. Have your way. Open up those things in us that you would like to open up. Please give us soft hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the ABCs of building resilience. The A, appreciation and quieting. And so appreciation and quieting, I think if we weren't doing ABC, we would use the word joy. But the power of appreciation, the power of joy. In Nehemiah, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's amazing, even just learning about this, some people have added to this some brain science. So as we learn about our brains more and more, there's a part of your brain that experiences joy. The beautiful thing is you can grow that part of your brain. You can make it bigger so that you can experience more joy. The more you have, the bigger it is, the more capacity you have. The more you can handle things and stay in joy. And the interesting thing is, it's on the left side of your brain. And the left side of your brain, no, sorry, it's on the right side of your brain. The left side of your brain controls your right arm, right? So the left side of your brain is like all the analytical, like engineering type stuff. And the right side of your brain is the relational part of you. And the joy part of your brain is on the right side. It's relational. And I think this is a really good definition. A definition of joy according to your brain is that someone is glad to be with me. That's joy. Someone is glad to be with you. And when you feel joy, you have that strength. But what's even more powerful is not just someone is glad to be with me, but God Almighty is glad to be with you. And to really tap into that, to really experience that, are you able to nurture that part of your life? Are you able to really connect with God's joy? That He is glad to be with you. And then another half of that is quieting. And so all these things that I'm going to go over today really fast, we've given lots of talks on them. I would recommend check out some of those on our website, some of the teachings. I gave a teaching on joy a couple years ago. I think it was the most I've ever had positive feedback on a message of anything I've ever taught on. Because people are hungry for that. Like, and just, I talked about doing a joy burpee. Just like strengthening the joy part of your life. It's such a beautiful thing. It has really helped me. One of the things I do, I do different things before I go to bed. One of those is I have a list of a few questions that I ask myself. And the first one is, where did you enjoy God today? Where did you enjoy being loved today? Where did you enjoy the people around you today? When did you enjoy your work today? When did you enjoy the challenge? Because God's in it. And just reminding myself, just allowing myself to like, it's so easy to go to bed and think about, who knows, all kinds of things. What the next day holds, all the things you messed up, what, who knows. But what did I really enjoy today? Where did I enjoy God's presence today? And that builds, all these are kind of connected that we're talking about today. That builds joy, and it also builds this connection to God, which is so powerful. All right, the second one on that, appreciation and quieting. Quieting, I don't know if, it's not something we talk about much. I think this verse is really amazing. Isaiah 30:15 says, "Thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling. In quietness you had strength." And this mix of joy and quiet is really powerful and really important in our lives. And I think in a really fast-paced culture, it is really hard to find quiet. Some of you in your work and lives, you have a lot of time for quiet. What an amazing gift. When I was a full-time pastor, I started taking Tuesday mornings. I would come to the building and just be here. And it's really quiet. And the weird thing about being alone and quiet is I have to deal with myself. And part of me is like, I want to put music on, and I want to turn on something and do something. And like, we're so fast-paced. And to be quiet is such an amazing gift. And it actually builds strength. As we are still, and we know that God is God, and we are not. And it's interesting, I don't know, today we're going to do a really short breathing thing. And the interesting thing about breathing is like, I don't know, it's kind of like scary, I think. I was kind of like, I don't know about breathing. It's like, partly because you breathe, you know, it's like, that's like what Buddhists do, right? They like sit there and breathe and like meditate. And like, you know, I don't want to do that. Or New Age, like, I'm a Christian. But it's interesting even looking at that. For centuries, and even if you look at history, Some of the places where Christianity was able to stay strong when it dissolved in other places were places where people spent a lot of time in silence and in solitude with God. And so breathing, I think, is a really powerful tool for quieting. It actually quiets some things inside of us. And the Navy SEALs actually use quieting because they're all Buddhists. No, I'm just kidding. They're not. But they use specific breathing because they go into some crazy situations. And they have to learn how to quiet themselves so they can actually face those. And so learning to quiet, even part of this I would love to like just help some of us parents build some resilience in our kids. And so one of the things that on the joy side I really recommend, and it just reminds me, the Bible says a few different times, greet one another with a holy kiss. I don't know about that, but I'm not sure what the holy kiss is. But greet each other with joy. And one of the things I want to pass on is to parents, greet your children every single day with joy. And me too. Greet me that way too, because I like it too. Greet each other with joy. A joy that says, I am glad to be with you. And the power of that, and if you have a little tiny baby, it's been amazing to learn about the development of your brain. One of the best things for a little baby is just to look right at their face and smile at them for hours. It's one of the most beautiful gifts you could ever give one of your children. To give them this message, I am glad to be with you. And then quieting. One of the things that I've done with my kids, it's amazing. Sometimes my kids will be like, I'm bored. Really what that means is I'm restless, right? I'm restless. I'm restless too, because I'm an American, and man, we're full of, you know, I'm so stimulated. I am restless. And really, it's not that I need more stimulation, even though that's kind of the pull, I think. What I need is more quiet. And so even just with my kids, just to be like, I can tell they're really restless, come and sit on my lap. And I'm just going to have you sit on my lap for 5 minutes. No, just sit here. I love you. And it's amazing how they'll leave and just, you can just tell they're so much calmer. Just like, I just needed to quiet. I need to quiet inside. And it's amazing how much our tendency, even when we have opportunities to be quiet, I just want to fill it with noise. I want to fill it with something. But in quietness is strength. Are you able to find God in quietness of your life? I love modern praise music. It's so awesome. It's so joyful, so full of, I think we're so good at that end. But I don't know if we're good at the quiet end. Some of you guys are awesome. And some of you guys have so much quiet in your lives that you don't need any more. But some of us, like, need some time to be quiet. The B is our beliefs. Our beliefs are huge in our resilience. And specifically, what we believe about ourselves and about how God is to us. If we believe somewhere down in there, I'm an idiot, or I'm a horrible human being, or nobody really likes being around me. Those things down deep, even though we don't even know they're there, they'll get triggered sometimes. And then all of a sudden, it comes out and we're living from this, and you can see it. Those things will have a huge impact on our appreciation, on our connection, on our resilience. Those beliefs, no one cares about me, I'm all alone. That is going to affect my ability to have resilience, my ability to be strong when life throws something really tough at me. And so this is something that I'm passionate about. I'm not going to go into it a bunch today. But learning to uncover what you actually believe despite the things that you know, and how to like help, how do we help that truth actually filter down into the well of our life, that's what comes out when we're triggered, not this other crap that's been given to us as lies from the enemy over the course of our lives. I think it's something really important. I think there's some great tools for that. And there's this reality of renewing our minds, of taking off those things and putting on the truth of God. And it's sometimes harder to do than it sounds, but to really take those off and to really put on the truth of God and how he sees us. The C of resilience, ABCs, is connection. Connection to God and other people. And I think you can see how all these are kind of tied together. Our belief, our connection, our appreciation. And so to really build these strong connections. And I find that it's kind of easy to not want to be too close, to kind of avoid intimacy, to avoid closeness. And to be close to God is kind of a scary thing. I like how C.S. Lewis's character Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia, they ask, you know, is he safe? And they're like, heavens no, he's not safe, but he is good. And there's a reality that God cannot be controlled by me, cannot be manipulated by me. He is way more powerful than me. And there is a fear. I don't know how he might see me, but to allow ourselves to build a close connection to God, because God is good, and he is extremely gentle, and he is extremely tender, especially with your weaknesses. And some of us, going back to B, beliefs, have this view that God is like this taskmaster. I only want you to do things for me. And I'm here if you mess up, I'm ready to, hey, get you back in line. And why would we want to be close to God like that? And so some of these, you know, they're tied together, but really to have that deepening connection to God is so powerful. He is our strength. He is our source. And then also to other people. We're intended to be connected to other people. I like how Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 7. He says, for even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting on the outside and fear within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Yes, Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted by you, as he told us of your longing, your mourning, and zeal for me, so that I rejoiced. There's that joy still more. He's like, his connection to Titus brought life to him. I hope in this room and in your life, you are building connections with people that bring life to you, that bring joy to you. Because those become strength in the challenging times of life. And then it creates joy, and the joy, and then all these healthy beliefs. And it's amazing, the last few years, I've grown stronger, closer to my wife than I ever have. And I found out, contrary to some of my other beliefs, she loves me way more than I ever realized. And it is super joyful to be with her. And even just to look in each other's eyes and express to each other, you're lovable and you're loved. And there's like a strength. And I go to work and it's like, all these kids are beating me up, but my wife loves me. And God loves me. And if he's holding my hand, is there anything I can't face in this world? This verse, John 16:33, I don't know why, I want to put it on every single message I ever give. For whatever reason, I come back to this one every single message. I've said these things to you, Jesus says, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. It's like, life is hard, but take heart. In me, there's peace. I've overcome it. Come and walk with me. I added the D to ABCs because do what is right. Don't sabotage the strength God is forming in you. You got to take care of your body. You can't expect to like practice joy and be connected to people and then sleep 2 hours a night and feel strong and resilient. Like you're just shooting yourself in the foot. You can't expect to just eat candy and caffeine and feel like, oh, I'm full of strength and life. Like, it's just not going to work over the long haul. You need some exercise. Go for a walk and talk to God. To me, I'm like, this is just a great way to, like, combine these. And then also obey God. If we have sin in our lives that we're not dealing with, then having that connection to God, having good beliefs, experiencing joy is going to be really blocked. And I don't know, just kind of the question on my mind was, are there any places in your life where you're resisting what God's asking you to do? Is there a place in your life where God's like saying, hey, this is what I want from you? And you're like, nah, you're resisting. That's going to be a place that's going to make that resilience pretty tough. It's pretty tough to stay strong when we're deliberately sabotaging or not allowing ourselves to experience those. I'm not saying that like a witch hunt, like search your life. I'm just like, if there's something on your heart, like if God brings something to mind, like, yeah, walk with God in that. Trust him. He will help you through that. It will be good. So I want to try this exercise together. We're gonna do something called manual journaling. I know you didn't sign up for this, so if obviously you can do whatever you want at your seat. And so I would love to hear your experience afterwards. I would love to hear what you wrote down, or even if you were just like, that was too out of my comfort zone. My goal is to give you a tool, but not push you so far where you're like, what? I'm freaked out. This is too much. So we're going to do a short breathing exercise, and then we're going to journal. And the interesting thing about this journaling process is the first part we're going to write to God. You're just going to write what you're grateful for. God, I am thankful for this. I appreciate this, whatever it is. Be as specific as you want. And then the rest of it, you're going to write from God's point of view to you. And to me, that's really weird. It's like writing from God to me. I remember I did some conference one time, and I was supposed to write a letter from my dad to me. And that was kind of weird. It was like, I wrote a letter. And then my dad later was like, And my dad later was like, I want to see that letter. So I sent it to him. And then after my dad died, my stepmom sent me a letter. And it said, to Dove from Dad. But it was, I had written it. Anyways, that was. But I'm like, what is this? Like a letter he never sent me? And then I'm like, oh, wait a sec. Anyways, but the things you're going to write are not too crazy. This comes out of Exodus 3 in the burning bush. And God says, I have seen your affliction. Do you believe that God sees you? Hopefully that's a yes. So you're going to write from God and you're going to say, I see you sitting in this chair. Please don't write anything that you're like, God wouldn't say, I see you with a watermelon on your head. Like, it's the reality, God does see you. The second part, do you believe God can hear your thoughts? I do. And so the second part, you're going to write, God's point of view, I can hear you saying, and then whatever you're thinking, write, I can hear you saying this. I can hear you saying, this is really weird. I might give him another chance next week, but only if Dove's not speaking. Oh, I don't know. And then the next one, I understand how big this is for you. And the amazing thing is, if we talk about capacity, I have so much capacity in my life. But when other people around me have more capacity, they have more joy, I can tap into their capacity. God has unlimited capacity. You will never overwhelm him. And for him to say, I see you, I know how big this, what's going on in your life. Is there anything big in your life right now that feels big? God knows that. He says, I know how big this is for you. And then the next one is, I am glad to be with you, and I treat your weaknesses tenderly. I have done this exercise dozens of times. It has blessed my life very much. And I usually just write that phrase. I don't write anything else. That phrase to me is so powerful. If God says to me, I am glad to be with you and I treat your weaknesses tenderly, that means so much to me. Rather than, and you better get in line. It just hits me really powerfully. And then the last one says, I am able to do something about what you're going through. And sometimes I feel like God will put something really powerful in me of like, life is really big right now. You know, I could do something for you. I could do this. I could put a friend in your life who you could talk to. I could help those people that you hurt and you're feeling really bad about that. I could help them forgive you. It's like, oh, thank you. And so I think all of these, and this comes from that passage in Exodus 3, and he says that, I have seen your affliction. I will come down. I will do something. I will help you. I believe God wants to help us. And it's not just saying he will. It's just saying I could do this. All right. How you guys feeling? Is anybody? You guys ready to try it? All right. We're going to breathe. As we breathe, we're going to say a phrase, and you're welcome not to, from Psalm 56:3. And it says, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And so we're going to do three different breathing things. The first one's kind of the weirdest. My kids think it's funny. But we're going to go upward as we breathe and tensing your body actually helps in the relaxing process. But it's like, so I'm going to take a big breath in. And then when I breathe out, I'm going to come back to this position, kind of trusting God. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. We're going to do that three times. And then we're going to yawn to the right. So big breath in as we're yawning. And then I'm going to breathe out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And then yawn to the left. And one of the things they said that helps yawning is try to curl your upper palate. I'm like, what? You can curl that? Anyways, it's good to actually yawn if you can. If you get a big yawn, awesome. That's really soothing. And then, so we're going to do that twice, right, left. And then the last one, right underneath your collarbone, you'll feel kind of a soft part right there. This actually helps your lymph system, and it's a very soothing place. As we breathe in, we're going to rub right there. And then as we breathe out, we're going to tap right there and say, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And then breathing in. Okay, so if you make it through this, that's about as weird as it will ever get. And so you made it. So, all right. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And I'm putting a lot of disclaimers, but honestly, this is something that's really blessed my life. I have woke up in the middle of the night so full of anxiety that I did these breathing exercises just because it wasn't even my mind. It was just like my body was like vibrating, just like, and just calming. And then we're going to go into this exercise. I usually do about 20 minutes. We're going to do about 5. So it's going to be really quick. You might not get through it. That's totally fine. I have bigger copies front and back on the table out there if you would like one to use. I think it's a really powerful way to connect with God, to reinforce some truth, and to enjoy. And so, okay, let's breathe. Here we go. So we're going to throw it back and big breath in. Breathing out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Again. And out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. One more. And out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Yawning to the right. And out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Yawning to the left. And back to the middle. Out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Big yawn to the right. Back to the middle. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Yawn to the left. And back to the middle. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Last one, under the collarbone. Rubbing as you take a deep breath. Try to use your belly as you breathe in. And out, tapping. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Deep breath in, rubbing. And out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Last one, rubbing in. And out. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Does anybody actually feel calmer? Sometimes I want to ask you guys, Jaira's going to play a little music, but if you want to just jump into the back, there's suggestions on there, but give it a shot. Write how you would think God would see you. What does God see happening in you? We'll take a few minutes on this and we should move on. Isn't that amazing to know that God is not just distant, but he's right here? He knows what you're going through. He's tender with that. He's able to help you. I would encourage you, if there's something in this like that's valuable to you, grab another handout or just spend a little more time on that. Also, I would love to hear what you wrote down if you would have the courage to share it. And it's actually cool to hear it out loud. Also, all of these topics, A, B, C, are things that are really important to me. If you would ever like support in any of those, growing your connection with other people or God or trying to understand your beliefs and believe the truth or experience more joy, I would love to just have a conversation about that. And any feedback is welcome from today. But let's pray, and we're going to sing a couple more songs to this amazing God that we have. So thank you, God. I thank you that you are close to me. Sometimes I feel really small and really alone. But you're so big, and you're right there with me, and I want to walk in that reality. Thank you that you care about the little things happening in my life that feel big to me, but I know are little to you. Thank you that you see me and that you understand me and that you care. And please grow us in our connection to you and each other. In Jesus' name, amen.